The Osgood File, Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The Los Angeles area is home to 3.8 million people, 527 miles of freeway, and at least 16 wild mountain lions.
It's a testament to the health of the ecosystem here, but he ended up in this dead-end park.
Liberating the lions, after this from Charlie. His tracking name is P22. He's a male mountain lion living in L.A.'s Griffith Park under the Hollywood sign, and he's trapped there. Trapped by L.A.'s freeway system. He had to cross the 405 and the 101 to get there and doesn't seem eager to repeat the experience. And who can blame him?
Would you want to cross the 101 on foot? I wouldn't.
At least 12 mountain lions have been killed trying, which is why the state of California plans to build the nation's largest wildlife overpass. Beth Pratt of the National Wildlife Federation told CBS News correspondent Ben Tracy that P22 has just 8 square miles to roam and no mate to keep him company.
These freeways are acting as barriers for animals who need to travel. And so we need to help wildlife somehow maneuver them if they're going to have a future anywhere.
Is there some sense that we kind of owe this to these animals? I mean, we created this.
I think we owe it to them to give them back their wild spaces. We've taken so much of their habitat.
Hence the overpass, which would give animals access to the entire Santa Monica ecosystem. The bridge would cost about $38 million because it has to be wide and planted with vegetation, and it has to span the 10 freeway lanes of the 101. Private conservation groups are hoping to raise $10 million to get it started.
Do you think this is going to be a tough sell, or do you think you'll be able to get this done?
There has been an outpouring of support for this campaign that in my 25 years in conservation, I've never seen.
You know, that's not surprising. It is Hollywood, after all. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.